Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's subject, we're completing part six of the six-part series. The subject is Receiving the Holy Spirit the Bible Way, and the topic is the Bible Way to Receive the Holy Spirit. Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. In this topic, I want to lead you through the different steps that will come as you help a person to receive the Holy Spirit. Receiving the Holy Spirit is entirely a matter of faith. For the person wanting to receive the Holy Spirit, use the following guidelines. Step 1. Help the person to see that God already gave the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Acts chapter 2 verses 1 to 4 is the coming of the Holy Spirit. And it reads from verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. The Holy Spirit has been in the world ever since. It is up to them to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, and it is a gift. The person is not to beg God to fill them with the Holy Spirit. Begging is unbelief. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was also in the upper room in Acts chapter 1, verses 12 and 14. And Mary received the infilling of the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues. The second step, lead the person to see that everyone who is saved is ready to receive the Holy Spirit. We see in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Then Peter said to them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Become saved first, and then receive the Holy Spirit. Help them to see very clearly that they need to be born again first, or saved, and then they are in a position to receive the Holy Spirit. In the third step, it is scriptural to tell the person to expect to receive the Holy Spirit when hands are laid upon them. In Acts chapter 19, verse 6, And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. The fourth step, tell the person what to expect. This may help the person to receive the Holy Spirit, and it won't be a shock to them when the Holy Spirit starts speaking through them. Explain to the person that the Holy Spirit needs to use their vocal cords and their tongue, but he will give them the words to say. The Holy Spirit gives the utterance or the words, but the man does the speaking, the physical part of speaking. In Acts chapter 2, verse 4, it says, And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance or direction or the words. In Acts chapter 10, verse 46, For they heard them speak with tongues and magnified God. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 18, Paul speaking, I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. People might be afraid to get into the flesh. There is no other way to receive but in the flesh. What do I mean by this? I simply mean that you have to use your flesh, your vocal cords, and your mouth and your tongue to speak words. That's what I mean by you still have to go into the flesh. In Joel chapter 2, verse 28, God's Spirit poured out. Verse 28, And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall have dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Here we see quite clearly God pours his Spirit out on flesh, so you will have to use your mouth and your tongue and your vocal cords to get baptized in the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. The fifth step, tell the person to throw away any thoughts of false teaching, that they would receive something false apart from the Holy Spirit. Quite often we hear, I don't want the Holy Spirit because I might receive a devil or another wrong spirit. When you ask God to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, he will give you his Spirit and you will speak in tongues according to the Holy Spirit. You're not going to get the tongues of another devil or a bad spirit. You get tongues through the Holy Spirit. Let us now go to Luke chapter 11, verses 11 to 13. Reading from verse 11, If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them who ask? This scripture is very clear. When you ask for the Holy Spirit, you will receive the Holy Spirit. You won't receive anything else. Step number 6, encourage the person to open his or her mouth wide. This is an act of faith. Breathe in and tell God, I'm receiving the Holy Spirit right now by faith. Absolutely insist that the person not speak a single word in his natural language or his mother tongue. Encourage that person to relax and fearlessly and boldly lift their voice and make those supernatural sounds that they want to come out through their mouth, working with their tongue and their lips. Tell the person that the Holy Spirit will give them the words and that their tongue will want to try and say something, but what they try and say is different to their natural language and it may feel a little bit strange. The Holy Spirit gives utterance or the words and the person must do the talking with their natural ability, their mouth, their vocal cords and their tongue. The supernatural part is what is being said. It is not the talking. When you see the Holy Spirit working on the lips of or tongues of the person, tell them to speak the sounds that they're trying to say. It doesn't matter what they sound like. This is a supernatural words coming out of their spirit man through their natural tongue. Tell that person to keep right on speaking, praising God with those supernatural words until a free, clear language comes through the utterance that they have received. The 7th step. Tell the people not to crowd around the person that you're trying to get them to receive the Holy Spirit or the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Quite often, as in a Christian circle, you will have someone praying for someone to receive the Holy Spirit, and a lot of other Christians will form a circle around the two people and be praying for them and praying loud. And this can be very confusing to the people who are trying to receive the Holy Spirit and be very difficult for the person ministering to that person. So I would say, do not crowd around the people who are being prayed for by the Holy Spirit and receiving the Holy Spirit. Let me now give you my own personal experience. When I got born again many years ago, I received the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And when I first received it, my spirit language was not flowing. I had to learn to flow. In other words, I had to practice. It started off as like a baby language, and it started off like bub, 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 bub. But as I continued to practice, it went like this. What I'm saying to you is some people get speaking in tongues as a fluent language immediately. A lot of people also get speaking in tongues where they have to learn to speak in tongues like I did. It starts off like a baby language and eventually it grows and goes into a full flowing spiritual language. The other thing I want to say to you too is when you first start speaking in tongues, it's a very wonderful experience. But after a while, Satan will come to you and say, what you're speaking is not from God, it's from Satan. Satan is trying to steal those tongues from you, or in other words, try to stop you speaking in tongues, because Satan knows how powerful speaking in tongues is to the believer. I had that experience many years ago. I spoke in tongues and then I started to have these thoughts come into my mind that, oh, I'm not speaking in tongue, God's language. I'm speaking Satan's language, one of his tongues. So I stopped speaking tongues for 2 years. I went to a church one day and they were talking about the Holy Spirit one night and they said, anyone who thinks they speak in tongues or want to speak in tongues, please come out and we will test them. I went out and the man came to me and said, well, please tell me or speak in tongues what you think it is. And so I started speaking in tongues. And he said, you've got it. And then he went to the next person. And all of a sudden, I got a revelation from the Holy Spirit or from God that I had been speaking in tongues. The devil had come along and put thoughts into my mind that I was not speaking in God's tongues, but I was speaking in his tongues. So I stopped speaking in tongues. In other words, The devil had put a deception in my mind that I wasn't speaking God's tongues but his tongues, therefore I stopped. I started speaking in tongues again and I haven't stopped. Speaking in tongues, the spiritual language of your spirit man, is there for every born-again believer, and it comes with the infilling of the Holy Spirit. I would encourage you all to speak in tongues. We will talk about that subject in the near future. There's more to speaking in tongues than just a few words coming out your mouth. It is a powerful tool in the Spirit, and Satan knows that. That's why he does not want you to speak in tongues, and that's why God wants you to speak in tongues, because it's a powerful tool in your spirit. Thank you for being with me today and this complete subject. I hope you've come to a new understanding, a new level, a new dimension in your spirit, and a new desire to get filled with the Holy Spirit, and if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, to speak in tongues. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.